Yeah, all right. Thank you, Mark. I thought it was Don Pardo, but it was Mark. And we are brought to you by Wigley's, famous Eastern Market corned beef. You don't need the luck of the Irish to find the most delicious Wigley's famous corned beef creations. Whether traditional or with a twist, you're going to love it. Visit Sean O'Callaghan's Public House in Plymouth tomorrow, this St. Patrick's Day. And Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus is here. Sean, are you joining in on this conversation?
I would love to, sure.
All right. Well, let's do it. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Greg.
Morning, guys. Good to be here with you.
Nice to have you here, too. As each week now, on Fridays usually, but because of our special broadcast tomorrow, we're doing it today. Each week, Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus is going to talk about a movie at the theaters, which I really love the theaters, especially Imagine Theaters, but be that as it may. Also, a movie that is streaming. Let's start with the theater and Shazam.
That's right. Shazam is back. Shazam, Fury of the Gods. This one definitely, you know, is for kids. It's all about this guy who's a teenager who, once he gets his powers of Shazam, he becomes an adult. Well, what happens in this one, he and his fellow foster kids now have to fight against a vengeful group of ancient gods who arrive on Earth in search of magic stolen from them long ago. Because if they get it, you know what they're going to do, right? Take over the world.
Shazam. All right, so what do you think about it? Four kids. Is it one that the parents will be happy they were able to take their kids to it and they'll enjoy it too?
Yeah, it's one, you know, like the way they kind of do it now with a lot of them. There's enough, when I say grown-up humor, you know, in it where the adults will laugh. But it really is for kids. You know, it's got the slapstick humor. And, you know, all kids think that they're smarter than their parents. So they look at these kids who are now adult or, you know, in adult bodies trying to maneuver themselves around the world and then also just trying to save the world. So, yeah, the kids who were there watching it all had a great time. And the parents were just happy for, you know, like the hour and 45 minutes where, hey, they could just kick back, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah. How many Wigley's corned beef sandwiches do you give it?
We're going to give it. Out of four, we'll give it a kid's three little Wigglies.
All right, a child-sized Wiggly. All right,
there you three go.
And if we're streaming at home, tell us about Luther.
I know that when I mentioned this to Tati from our show on Channel 4, she just was going, I don't care what the story's about. I'm watching it because Idris Elba's in it. This is based off of this he had on Netflix, and they decided to make a movie. It's called Luther, the Fallen Son. And it deals with the fact he's now in prison. But, again, some bad people are coming out trying to take over the world using cyber psychopaths as far as, you know, the people who are out there trying to get them. I had to write that down just to make sure I got it or said it properly. So Luther decides to break out of prison and finish the job he, you know, originally was doing by any means necessary.
What did you call it? Cyber psychopaths? So it is a true story, then. It's based on a true story. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is.
You know, with what's going on in the world, I'm almost almost tend to say, good, let them take over. But I'm not going to say that. But what did you think?
This is one I definitely see, yeah, you know, especially for a market, because a lot of people out there just love, you know, I mean, really do love Idris Elba. And he's a great guy, great actor. I'm trying to think what would be the best way to put it. It's a fun thing, you know, especially if you're a big Idris fan. And it's just a nice, again, nice little adventure because now we're past the award season. So now is when they're just putting out the movies for you to kick back and enjoy and not, you know, go, oh, well, you know, this could have been this way or this could have been that way. So it's a fun watch. And also it's on Netflix. So you can watch it over and over or, you know, watch it, stop it, go back, you know, and continue with it.
All right. Well, and how many Wigglies did you give it?
Well, if you're going on again with my wife and Tati, it gets 10 Wigglies. But if anything, no, it's a fun little story as well. Three, and because like we said, you're watching it at home. And it's a nice little adventure one where you just can kick back, watch, and enjoy the ride.
I want to throw in there that the third season of Ted Lasso has begun. One of my favorite shows of all time. Do they give you advance screenings of this thing? Can you guarantee me that this third season, which we almost didn't even have, is going to be as good as the first two seasons? Any idea?
Let me see. I'm going to try something right here. Let me. Hopefully, I can get this up quick enough here to check in my screeners for Apple. Let's see. Come on. And of course, right now everything moves slow. Better. Where is it here?
This is found on, I think, Apple TV Plus, I believe.
Yep. I get there. Yes, I've got the season.
No.
I can check up for you and let you know.
Don't leak anything. I watched the first episode last night, and I'm with Paul. I love the show.
I love the show. I was trying to find how to record it, and I couldn't figure it out the night before last. And so then they said, do you want to see the new season? I said, yeah, but then I watched it, and it was the last part of last season. And then when that ended, then it let me see the first show of this season. So I was up way too late the night before last. But I loved it, and I would suggest if you've never watched it, binge it, start at the beginning and watch it all, so because you'll enjoy it. Got to run. I've had people, Sean, say to me, well, I'm not a big soccer fan. It's got nothing to do with soccer.
It's like a backdrop to it. Absolutely,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus, thank you for everything, as always. And we'll talk to you next Friday, or Sean will, maybe. All right, that's it for now. Tomorrow, big day, 37th annual St. Patrick's Day celebration. Stand by for news and all talk. Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz. You go on out, make it a great one. Regards, Paul W. Smith.